making you seem like you know what's happening in pop culture while you're standing around the water cooler at work. You don't want to be left out, right? Here's today's top trending stories on Indy's number one for new country, 97.1 Hank FM.
So Chadwick Boseman, who had played Black Panther, passed away this weekend from cancer. He was only 43 years old. They had kept this on the down low, and a lot of parents of children were having a difficult task trying to explain this. And so photos started popping up on social media of kids holding their own Marvel memorial with all their little Marvel action figures and so forth. Mark Ruffalo, who plays Hulk, wrote, "This is his power and the impact of the next generation. Hashtag Chadwick forever." NBC has announced its fall TV lineup. Most of the programs in September and October are going to be unscripted programs, but come November, the scripted shows will be back, including Chicago, Law & Order SVU, and everybody's favorite, This Is Us. They'll get November premieres because of the complications from COVID slowing down production. Other shows on the fall lineup, like Law & Order Organized Crime, Keenan, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and more, will make their debut next year. And if you are a bourbon fan, as my husband Bob is, this past weekend it was the world's best bourbons, at least according to the New York International Spirits Competition. They were the best. There were more than 1,200 entries and from 30 different countries. Judges awarded 42 double gold, which is the highest honor. And a sampling of the top picks included Jim Beam's single barrel bourbon that sells for $40. Local Choice Spirits Boone's Bourbon for $45, Redemption's Barrel Proof Bourbon, which was $90, and Wild Turkey's Russell's Reserve 10-Year-Old Bourbon, also for $40.
All right, can we back up a little bit in that story? Did you say 1,200?
1,200 entries from 30 different countries.
So who gets to taste 1,200 bourbon?
And how are they still standing?
Right.
And breathing.
Right?
I mean, you couldn't even have 100 people. That'd be a lot. I mean, it's like, so, I mean, that's, to do a shot of bourbon, a few of them is going to knock you over.
Right.
So
I'm like, who's taste testing these things and how are they differentiating?
Right. After a while, they'd all start tasting right. The same.
Yeah, because you're numb.
Correct. This one's the best, right?
Yeah, that one is even better than the last one I had.
It'd been hilarious if they'd stuck some like really cheap one in there at the very end. It's it. It's the winner right here.
The one that cost $5.
Correct.
Versus the $70.
Yes, correct.
Caleb and Mindy in the morning on 97.1 Hank FM.